I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the Filipino city of Marawi, the latest word is there are 100 Islamic militants holed up with hostages in the center of town. Over 400,000 people are displaced. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians are giving away hygiene kits, which also include Bibles. But an imam protested the Bibles, and an archbishop backed him up, saying that the move could provoke tension between Muslims and Christians. Nettleton says prayer for wisdom and boldness is critical. And Tent Schools International is in the technology business. Dale Dielman says they're now focusing on getting laptops to refugees at home and abroad. From Tanzania to Lebanon, this program has already started changing lives. A laptop might be a piece of hardware, but it takes a teacher to get refugees situated with their new computers. And that means believers can come alongside students to train them in both the laptop use and in gospel truth. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.